Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed. Smells like fire bliss where I am, right here in the studio. Dr. Shuley, are you blissed?
You bet.
Yeah. Yep. Jason, thank you for engineering today at the Powerhouse in Communications, Genesis. So, Dr. Shuley, we had 3 inches of rain between yesterday, late afternoon, and the evening. The rain over your place?
Interesting. We got 0.3.
Wow.
1/10 as much. Wow.
Well, the rain came down sideways. I mean, probably on a 45-degree angle. The wind was blowing, and it was really raining hard. And so it was raining so hard that we have a rain gauge with a, I'd say the mouth of the rain gauge is probably an inch and a half, 2 inches in diameter. And that said about 2 inches of rain. But we installed a swimming pool, and we could measure the rain in the swimming pool. Now, don't get excited, class. This swimming pool is about 3 feet in diameter. And when I was saying we installed it, we just kind of carried it and put it on the veranda and in the sun. And the puppies, you know, they love to just sit in it. And the cats, if it's not filled with water, the cats will just sit in it. But if it's got water in it, the puppies will kind of splash around. So we just had it out there, and it was empty. And then it rained. So I went out this morning and measured how much rain was in the 3 foot diameter swimming pool. And it's a little over 3 inches. But the rain gauge said 2. So the rain was blowing so hard that not all of the rain was able to be measured accurately in the rain gauge. So, but I think with 3 feet in diameter, that's more accurate measurement. But thunder and lightning. And so did you have any of that?
I'm sorry?
Did you have thunder and lightning?
Oh, yeah, we had a bit. Not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of wind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after the broadcast, I'm going to get the backhoe fired up, and I'm going to go find where our driveway went. Because, you know, as you do, we have a crushed stone driveway, and ours is kind of hilly. So the part of the driveway that used to be at the top of the hill slides down. And so I go and bring it back. You know, I have to figure out a better way of doing this. I'm not sure what that is yet, but every once in a while we have these torrential rains. I've got to go find the driveway. So, Dr. Shuley, is there anything new that you want to share with us?
No, I'm okay. Nothing specific.
Okay. You had mentioned in an email to me, you had a question about lightning rods.
Well, yeah, I do wonder how much they protect the house.
Well, I have a couple thoughts on that. We bought a used house, back in the East Coast, and it was built in 1945. And that was right at the end of the war. And I don't understand quite why this particular house had so many unique features. And for example, for its time, it was the house that was the selling point. It was in the Sunday edition of the newspaper. You know, one of those, like Parade magazine used to be in the newspaper on Sundays. It was kind of like that. And this was in the front section of the real estate section. This was before I was born that this newspaper edition came out. And this house was there. It was a brick house, and it had brass plumbing. So where many houses back then had galvanized threaded pipe, 3/4-inch threaded pipe, this had the same kind of pipe, except it was brass. I'd never seen that before, brass water pipes, you know, for hot and cold water. and it had was made out of brick, and it had a two-car garage, which was kind of unusual, built into the house for a brick house for that era. And it also had lightning rods, had these probably about a foot tall. They were made out of copper, maybe a half inch in diameter, maybe a little bit larger, maybe 5/8 of an inch in diameter, and they were pointed at the top, kind of like the point of a Bic pen cap. And it's kind of a domed point, kind of like not quite like a rocket, but like the cap of a Bic pen. And so they were nailed to the roof with these flanges, and then running between them from one to the next in series was this heavy rope of copper, braided copper. So the diameter of this copper rope was probably about an inch in diameter, so it's real heavy. It's way heavier than a jump rope, kind of like a manila hemp rope that you used to see back in the 50s. And so it would run from the farthest one on the roof toward the middle to the next one to the next one. And then it made a gentle curve down the side of the house into a very deep ground rod. And the idea was that if lightning is in the area, it's going to strike the tallest object, because lightning is lazy. Electricity is lazy. So we can use that to our advantage. So if you have lightning rods a little bit higher than your house, the idea is instead of hitting your house, it'll hit the lightning rod, and lightning wants to go to the ground. So it takes the easiest, shortest path, and that would be travel across the roof and straight down. And so they work, but I don't think they would work in a direct hit like we had on our steel barn. I don't think they would help that much. Because when we took a direct hit, it was massive. I mean, you could smell a massive electrical fire. It didn't burn anything, but it certainly did hit the roof, travel down it's a steel roof, galvanized steel roof. The roof is connected to the siding. The siding is connected to the garage sliding door. The sliding door is maybe a couple inches off the ground. So it went on the roof, down the siding, to the garage door, into the ground, and with a big flash. Would a lightning arrestor have helped if it were not a steel building and it were a frame construction building? Maybe a little bit, but a direct hit, I don't think anything would really protect that much in terms of structural damage, fire, etc., from lightning with a direct hit. But if it were just a mild hit, yeah, it'd be great. So then the question is, then you run the scenario, what's the likelihood of getting hit? If you think it's high, then you have lightning rods. If you don't think it's high, then you just take your chances. So those are my thoughts on that. But if you want to have it one installed, and the guys that install them really don't know what they're doing, and they make a nice, neat, hard right 90 degree bend where this heavy copper cable goes across the roof and then starts its descent down straight down, they make a nice tight bend, that won't work very well with lightning. Doesn't want to go that way.
I'm glad to know that. I got to look at the curve coming off the top of the house.
yeah and then also, if you have metal gutters, sometimes they get attached to this ground rod too, because basically what you're saying is to the lightning, hit me right here, hit me at the lightning rod. And sparks like to jump toward pointed electrodes rather than, non-pointed electrodes. So if you have a spark plug in your car and it's been worn and it's kind of got a rounded electrode from sparking for thousands of miles, the electricity doesn't want to jump off that as well as it does when the spark plug is new and the electrodes are, a sharp edge on the center electrode. So those are some of my thoughts about lightning rods. But there's another thing that we should probably consider, and if you want to talk about that, we can, and that would be surge protection for your electrical devices at your home. You want to talk about that?
Of course.
Okay. So, let's say what a surge is. A surge is typically a spike or more voltage than is normally expected. So, in the case of household current, your house, our house, your clinic, they operate on 240 volts, 240. And there's a what's called a split. In North America, we have a split type of system where we can split that 240 volts into 120 plus 120. So you can have 120 volts and 120 volts, and if you put them together, you have 240. That's called split phase. Well, if on the 120 volt side, if you have more than 120 volts, it can be okay, 125, 130, that's fine. But when you get around 200 volts, that's rough on light bulbs. It's rough on televisions. It's rough on computers. It's rough on, you know, solid-state electronics. And it's even rough on motors. Now, motors, an electric motor would really like to have around 130 volts to start. They start better with 130 volts than they do with, let's say, 117. So what happens with the current that comes into one's home? Let's use a home, for example. It ranges roughly from, let's say, 115 volts on the low side to 130 volts on the high side. And the electric utility company tries to keep the voltage within that range. Now, the problem is the farther you get away from where the electricity is either changed by a transformer to a different voltage, the farther you get away from that, the more resistance in the line, the lower your voltage. So a guy at one end of, if you have a large neighborhood, the guys where the electric feed comes in might have 130 volts, and the last guy at the end of the end of the end of the neighborhood might have 115 volts. And that's the same electric company. So voltage varies. So if you want to think about voltage, voltage would, if you were thinking about water and a garden hose, water would be the amount of pressure. How much pressure is in that garden hose for the water to be pushing outward? There's something called amperage, and amperage would be like the diameter of that garden hose. So if you have a real wide hose, like a fire hose, you can get a lot of amperage out of that. And if you increase the pressure, you can get a lot of volume. So that would be like watts. The amount, the total amount, pressure times diameter, if you will, amperage times voltage, is watts. Well, the problem that we have is sometimes when an electric motor starts up, it creates a surge, too much voltage. An electric motor could be, a compressor in your house. It could be a heat pump in your house. It could be a dehumidifier or a refrigerator. And when that starts up, it could cause a small surge. Well, over time, surge after surge after surge is kind of like heart attacks. Aren't they cumulative, Dr. Shealy? Heart attacks, little ones?
Yeah. That's right.
So it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of like that. And ultimately, it can kill the TV, or it can kill the patient, or it can kill the computer. So there's this a way of stopping that extra voltage. Now, it can be from lightning. Lightning can hit the power lines, and it could be a huge surge. That can be attenuated or sent to the ground. And when I say the ground, I mean the ground. Like when you're walking outside on the grass, that layer below the grass, that's the ground. So what you do is you send the extra voltage into the biggest place that we know of, and that's our planet. Okay? I mean, at least the biggest place that we have available to us to send that extra voltage. And we send that to the ground. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about how we can send that extra voltage to the ground. It's really simple. Really simple, and we can all do it. And there are different ways of doing it, but they're all kind of easy, and they work. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shuler's with his class, and if you'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Shuler or connect with him via telecommunications, telephone or Zoom or Skype, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. That's the number for his clinic in Springfield, Missouri. That is not the number for today's broadcast. If you'd like to call with your questions for Dr. Shuler, that number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Call screens up, and we can take calls if you'd like. Dr. Shuler, I wanted to mention one other thing about lightning. So we all know that lightning hits trees, and the reason that lightning hits trees is because lightning's lazy. And it likes to hit make the shortest path to ground. So if it can hit a tree and go straight to ground, that's what it will do, rather than, hit something lower or closer to the ground. So that explains, and trees have, moisture in them, and moisture is a conductor of electricity. Not as good as copper or silver, but it does conduct electricity. Do you have any questions about lightning before we continue on with surge protection?
No, I'm great. Thanks.
Okay. So surge protection, what happens is a surge is too much voltage. And as we mentioned, it comes from starting an electric motor, and it happens all the time in our houses. So there's hundreds of surges that happen in our homes, and we don't even think about it. So every time the refrigerator clicks on, or the dehumidifier, or a microwave oven, should you have one of those, things that have motors in them will create a surge. And so to attenuate that, and a surge is more than, let's say, 130, 140, 150 volts, to attenuate them, we have what's called surge protectors. Now, a surge protector is a device that clamps down on too much voltage. So if you think about AC, alternating current, if you were to take a dollar sign, and with one strike through the S, if you will, the dollar sign, and rather than two strikes through it, so one vertical line through the dollar sign, and you turn it sideways. Okay, so now that that line is horizontal, and you see this S. So you see that the S, half of the S is below the horizontal line, and half of the S is above the horizontal line, and that's what alternating current looks like if you were to look at it with an oscilloscope. So the alternating current goes one direction below the horizontal line, and then it changes and goes to the above the horizontal line. Then it goes below and above, and it does that 60 times every second. That's called 60 cycle alternating current. Well, if you had a spike in that sine wave going, you know, like straight up, way higher than the S curve would really be, or that sine wave would be, that would be too much voltage if you were measuring voltage by looking at the S-curve. All right. So to attenuate that, there's a device called a surge protector. And inside the surge protector are sometimes capacitors, sometimes inductors, and most importantly, a device called a MOV, metal oxide varistor. And the metal oxide varistor has been around for a long time. They look like about the size of a dime or a nickel or a quarter, and they're dipped with epoxy, and sometimes they're blue, sometimes they're yellow, sometimes they're black, sometimes they're red, depending on the color of the epoxy they're dipped in. And what they do is they're put across the 120 volt line, and when a surge hits, it attenuates that surge. And so if you look at your computer plug, you will see that it has three wires. One wire, if you were to slice open the cord, the power cord, you'd see it's white. Another wire in there is black, and another wire in there is green. So the white one is called the common, the black one is called the hot, and the green one is called the ground. Now, a surge protector that's of decent quality will attenuate the surge on the white wire to ground, from the black wire to ground, so line to ground, line to neutral, and neutral to ground. So it attenuates the surge no matter how it appears on that receptacle or that device. And the way you can do that is you simply plug in a surge protector into your wall outlet. And if it's an actual surge protector, it will have these metal oxide varistors, possibly some inductors, and possibly some capacitors. Maybe a little light to tell you that it's working. And it will attenuate voltage, but not all voltage. It will typically let through any voltage up to 330 volts. So a spike of 330 volts, it's not going to stop it. But 331, it will. And higher than 331, it will. And the idea is it can't attenuate all these spikes because the device won't last more than 20 minutes. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
29-year-old Ella French, a female police officer in Chicago, was killed and another officer was seriously wounded in an exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop on Sunday. The city's mayor, Democrat Lori Lightfoot, says the shooting is a reason for Chicagoans to work together to stem violence. Ignoring President Obama's large birthday gathering over the weekend or Chicago's massive Lollapalooza concerts last weekend, Dr. Fauci attacks the Sturgis motorcycle gathering.
Well, I'm very concerned that we're going to see another surge related to that rally. I mean, to me, it's understandable that people want to do the kinds of things they want to do. They want their freedom to do that. But there comes a time when you're dealing with a public health crisis that could involve you, your family, and everyone else.
700,000 people were projected to attend Sturgis this week. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Schools in COVID-19. A major school union is demanding a vaccine mandate, while others are taking a scientific approach. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Schools across the country are working to establish COVID mitigation measures ahead of the return of students for the new school year. School boards and parents have debated over mask and vaccine mandates for both staff and students. The former commissioner of the FDA believes that schools shouldn't be withdrawing COVID mitigation measures before the beginning of the year. Dr. Scott Gottlieb told CBS's Face the Nation that with the Delta variant, districts should keep measures in place and see how things go before making any decisions.
Well, look, schools aren't inherently safe. They can be made more safe if you take the proper steps, but we can't expect the same outcome that we saw earlier with respect to the schools, where we were largely able to control large outbreaks in the schools with a different set of behaviors. If we're going to change what we do in terms of the mitigation, how we approach the schools, we're going to withdraw masks, we're not going to engage in testing, we're not going to be podding students, we're not going to try to de-densify classes, we can expect a different result, especially with a more transmissible strain. I would enter the school year with a degree of caution and keep in place some of these measures and see how it goes, particularly in areas where there's higher prevalence.
The United States Olympic teams have defeated China in total gold medals at the Tokyo Games, 39-38. The United States was the only country to reach triple digits in total medal count with 113. The 2024 Summer Olympics will be in Paris, France. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor. And we'll get back to the discussion about how you can implement surge protection. It actually works really, really well after David in Illinois. David, you've got some questions. Welcome.
Hello? Hello, yeah, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. They're messing with me again. It took me 7 times to connect to your show last Wednesday, and I haven't been able to connect since. So if I change the subject, I'm sorry, I can't. I tried 3 devices, I can't get your show. They show up, but they won't play.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you got through, David. Please continue with your question for Dr. Shealy.
Now, I had an injury recently, and I'm having to go to St. Louis and the big hospitals every week right now. How could I protect myself to get myself better protected for going over my immune system and everything that in that nature?
Well, I presume you're taking vitamin D3.
I take it once a day, yes. Once a week.
50,000 units once a week.
Yes.
And a minimum of 2 grams of vitamin C a day.
Okay.
And 25 milligrams of B complex.
The B and the C, I'll have to go out tomorrow to see what strength I have, because I have those, but I'm not sure what strength they are.
Okay. Well, check those. And then if you ever feel a bug coming on, you know, you wake up in the morning and you got that odd feeling that comes up, take 150,000 of D3 3 days in a row.
Yeah, I did it. I messed up. I kind of did it once for 3 days in a row, right when I got out of the hospital. So I did that right when I got out of there. Go ahead, sorry.
That's about it. I mean, you can always have on hand some colloidal silver as well. Take a swig of that.
Yes, now I have that. I have that too, and K2 and all that. How much would you recommend of the colloidal silver?
Well, the only one I have ever used is the one called Argentum 23, and I just take about 8 drops.
Okay. Now, a good question about colloidal silver real quick. Now, if you're using it on a pet and they recommend seed, now, one of her little puppies got it, her little dog's got allergies, and it said to use colloidal silver, but didn't say how or how much. I know this is a veterinary situation in a sense, but would you happen to have any opinions about how much you would give, like, a little dog that's, like, 8 pounds?
Well, if I was doing my Argentum 23, I would use 1 drop, but I don't know.
Okay. I just figured I'd ask that, throw that out there, because it's something that she was researching about her little one, about what to give her, because she's having allergy problems, I guess. But that's pretty much, you know, you stay with the same K2, you don't increase that or anything?
No. I don't increase the K2 under most circumstances.
Okay. I need to ask you a quick question about something else, too. It's something I'm puzzled with. You're always speaking against, like, white vegetables and things like potatoes, rice, things of that nature. I'm a little confused about that. Is it because of the new GMO type stuff that we have in all of our vegetables?
No, it's because they're primarily carbohydrate.
Well,
we don't
this
need
is where
carbohydrate. Okay. We don't need carbohydrate. You can make all the carbohydrates you need from fat and protein, and most people eat much, much too much carbohydrate.
Okay, because where I was going with this is I watched some documentaries about Japan and how they're starting to eat a lot of our foods, so they're having an obesity issue, and they're trying to get them back down to, you know, giving them even time for work to exercise during work just to get their health back under check, a lot of the individuals there, which is kind of interesting that they're encouraging that to deal with their new obesity problems. But they always said if they could go back to their regular diet of rice and vegetables, they would be healthy and fine. Well, that's where I'm a little concerned about, because you look at the Irish who survived off of potatoes for so long. So that's why I was asking about why they were so bad.
But Dave is...
Okay.
When the Irish famine came, we didn't have pollution.
Right.
We didn't have Roundup and radioactivity and all kinds of glyphosate and other junk. So our sensitivity has been markedly increased because of agricultural poison.
That's where I was I was thinking maybe it also was going, but I wanted to. I don't believe in putting words in them. I would rather ask you first. because I just get puzzled because I always, you know, when you grow up, you always see these Asian people, how young they look and how healthy they seem to be. But then they're starting to tap into our foods, and they're like, oh, we got to get back to the rice and the vegetables. Some of the stuff they eat, I wouldn't touch. I couldn't do it. But hey, that's their lifestyle. So what could you do? But I was just curious if it was, in case it was partly to do with all the chemicals. And I know somebody asked me if they can come over and spread Roundup in my yard last week, and I said, no.
They'll drink it yourself.
No.
Tell them to drink it themselves.
You can just take that stuff somewhere else. I don't want it here. You know, they're like, what about the weeds? I don't care about the weeds. To me, they're fine. they get cut up like grass. I'm fine. I don't care. You know,
David, we have a thought about weeds here at the farm. And if a cow will eat it, it's not a weed. That's how we look at it. If a cow will eat it, it's not a weed.
Yeah, it's interesting how, I was thinking about doing, I've seen a lady on TikTok had a channel all about, medicines and all natural stuff that's out there in nature. And she was showing how to cultivate it, make it, do it. And she was showing about how to make dandelion butter. Have you ever heard, since you talk about dandelions and stuff, how they're good for you?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Shealy talks about that. Dandelions, as a matter of fact, for years I've been collecting dandelion seeds when they get into these puff balls, and I collect them, put them in a bag, and I spread them around so we have more dandelions. And that's exactly the opposite of what people who live in neighborhoods do. They want to kill the dandelions, and we want to grow the dandelions.
Right. And I remember when you had the lady on about Chanute Air Force Base quite a long time ago, all that Agent Blue and Agent Orange they poured on that base just for the dandelions and contaminated just for the dandelions. I think she said they were putting like 5 tons a year of one and 3 tons of the other one a year on the grass.
I had a really wonderful friend. He was a combat Marine in Vietnam. And I got a call from his family and said that he was dying. I called him up, and he had all kinds of cancer. And he was in excruciating pain. And I asked him if he knew where he got it, and he said, absolutely. He knew where he got it. He said he got it from Camp Lejeune because of all the toxic materials that they stored and burned and buried at Camp Lejeune. It contaminated the water supply. So all the guys and gals who were there working there and training there and who were stationed there, they were drinking the water, and they gave themselves cancer. And you can look it up, Camp Lejeune, and you'll see that there's a cancer cluster.
Yeah, my dad said when they had that first start, he said they had everything blocked off, but they told the security people that you only had to sit in the water, a bathtub of water, for like 5 minutes, and you could, it could damage your body that bad. That's how strong the contamination was. And they didn't tell anybody. And I asked one of my doctors. We have some doctors. They're all from the Air Force, so they're military. And I asked him a couple of weeks ago. I said, I just want to know, why do you guys go in the military and you expose your children and your families to all this? And he's like, well, I'm a doctor, so I'm not exposed to those areas, so it doesn't bother me. That was just, I'm like, you don't care about all the other people? You're trained to help? I didn't care. I'm like, I guess that's what it is now. As long as it's not them, they don't care.
David, I'd like to clarify one thing. Dr. Shealy, I believe, mentioned Argentin 23. Let me spell that. Dr. Shealy, let me know if I spell this right or not. Argentyn. Argentyn space, the number 23. And that is a colloidal silver, and I believe that it is 23 parts per million, and that's why they call it Argentin 23. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, David, when you think about the dosage that you and Dr. Shealy talked about on this broadcast, consider the fact that Dr. Shealy is talking about 23 parts per million. So apply that ratio to of 23 parts per million to whatever colloidal silver you use, because it may be a different concentration. Okay?
Yeah, I have to see what the R's are. I know they're just in big glass bottles, about a pint, well, maybe 16 ounces a pint. That's about how big they are.
They make a TDS meter, and it's total dissolved solids. And so, for example, let's say you had a swimming pool, and you wanted to know how what the number of total dissolved solids per million is. You could dip this little meter. It's kind of like one of those digital thermometers, except it's a little bit bigger. It's actually about the diameter of a domino, except maybe 6 inches long. And it has a business end that has two electrodes. You just dip it in the liquid, just a little bit, maybe a quarter of an inch into the liquid, and you push the button, and it will tell you what the percentage of total dissolved solids is. So what I want to know is I'm going to measure the total dissolved solids of the colloidal silver and see how accurate this meter is compared to what the container says. That's what I want. I just want to verify. So that's just a thought. So, class, you may want to consider that. You may want to just say, I forget, I'm not doing it. So,
now, I have a question. Sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead, David.
Now, I have some, those Flying Eagle, I think, silver dollars that are the old ones. Those have silver. Didn't I hear before when you make your own, you could use those to create your own silver?
Well, I had a thought. I would not use anything other than quad 9. That means 0.9999999% pure silver, because I don't want other stuff in there. And so what I was saying is that the Canadian maples, the silver maples, you can get them in 999 and you get them in quad 9. And I was saying that this was years ago I said this, that if I were making colloidal silver, that's what I would use. I would use Canadian maples. I'd make sure I scrub them, really well and get any dirt off them. And, with detergent and, dishwashing detergent, make sure I got all the detergent off really, really well. And then use two of those as the electrodes and just dip the quad 9 silver, maples in the, distilled water to make colloidal silver.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Today you've got your take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shuler's with us, class, and if you'd like to contact his office in Springfield, Missouri, if you'd like to go to his website, his office number is 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. That's the clinic, Dr. Shuler's clinic in Springfield, Missouri. That is not the number to call if you'd like to be on the air today. That number, if you'd like to call and be on the air, is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And Dr. Shuler's website, normshuley.com, N-O-R-M, as in Norman, Shuley, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com, normshuley.com. David, back to you. You had some more questions?
Yeah, well, here's something for you that, while I had the chance, the opportunity. I was watching something, documentaries, and I seen one about the fire. The fires are all over the place, but I didn't realize Australia had a really bad fire, and then people made it worse by planting more fires in 2009, where they said people actually, one guy got his eyelids melted off, but so much death. But what I was curious is, with Australia having a lot of fires, it seems like they're used to it, or they prepare for it, like it's more of a issue they have to deal with. But we're starting to have them same problems here, naturally. So if she does that, maybe she can give us some pointers or how to deal, to make it so we're not in them situations as bad, or how to help prevent your whole house from going up in flames.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought you meant.
Yeah.
Well, Gwyneth will be on with us on Thursday, so feel free to call in on Thursday.
Okay.
Ask her those questions. Yeah.
Okay.
It's quite serious. These wildfires, and when I hear the term wildfire, I think that they mean that they get started automatically in the wild, and I think that's the wrong message. I think the wild means they're out of control, and they're hard to stop. That's how I think of wildfires. But One of the things that is very, very important is that last week the fires were so bad out west, I'm talking about in Oregon and California, that smoke was occluding the visibility in New York City, 3,000 miles away. That being the case, maybe Dr. Shealy can give us some advice and counsel. Dr. Shealy, what do we do when the air that we breathe, those who are living in New York City and Oregon and California that are in the path of smoke and they have to breathe it, is there anything that they can do to protect their systems from all of this debris in the air?
Well, I don't know, but I would at least have an oxygen tank in my house if I had to live in the city, I guess. And nobody had to use it with a mask. Now, I want to comment on that because, you know, for 3 years, we have not had what I call a clear sky. The sky is always, to me, slightly to moderately hazy.
I agree.
Winter and summer.
I agree. So, how about this, Dr. Shealy? We have running in our house 24/7 negative ion generators.
They're good. And the, no question about it, yes.
Okay. And classes, for those of you who don't know, typically a negative ion generator is a electromagnetic coil, kind of like the old ignition coils, if you will, from the Kettering ignition system, points, condenser, rotor, distributor, cap, spark plug, of, you know, from the 19-teens all the way through the 1970s, maybe into the 80s. And it was a real simple system, but this high-voltage coil, if you put some fuzz on it, fuzz could be like steel wool, except not steel. It could be brass wool. And you put this brass wool on the output side of this high-voltage coil, and you get a very weak current, small amount of current, but very high voltage, and it creates negative ions, and it smells like ozone. It smells like the air right after the rain. And what it does is it causes the dust in the air to fall down really fast, right? So instead of breathing the dust that could be airborne for hours, days, weeks, months, it causes it to fall down to the ground, or the floor, or the surface of your desk, or your kitchen table. And so you breathe less of it because it's not airborne anymore. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts on doing that?
Well, it certainly worth considering. I actually love the smell of ozone personally.
Yeah, it smells like fresh, clean air. And Dr. Shealy, sometimes I will go up to the ion generator and I will inhale through my nose, you know, close my mouth, inhale through my nose that fresh oxygen. I'm wondering if that is beneficial and kills microorganisms as well. Any thoughts?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. David, did you want to stay with us through the break?
Yeah, I was going to ask him a question about exercise, if that's okay.
I was hoping you'd also ask him a question, Dr. Shealy, a question about how to improve, you had that injury, and if you'd like to share with us what that injury was, maybe Dr. Shealy has some thoughts on how you can speed up that recovery.
Sure.
We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy and David from Illinois.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.